rising oceans and mass species extinctions.
Ian Angus's new book, Facing the Anthropocene, explores the current state of our planet and the challenges we must overcome to help it. The book launch will be on Thursday, September the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at SFU's downtown campus. The event will be free and open to the public.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's the script!
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program tonight, you heard some brand new stuff from Angel Olsen. Her new album is called My Woman. You heard the track called Never Be Mine. And it's her first release since the 2014 album. These also were just released on Jag Jaguar Records. And she played here a couple of years ago at the Biltmore. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to catch the show, so hopefully she'll be coming back here sometime soon. I know she has an upcoming tour, but I don't believe there's any listed Vancouver dates. But I'll definitely announce them if she's coming up in the next coming months. And you'll probably be hearing some more from this next album. And she's going to be touring with Juliana Barwick for a few dates. Anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca, and you can get a running list of recent tracks and podcasts and schedules and all kinds of different ways you can get involved in the radio station. And once again, that's CITR.ca. So we've got a pretty mixed bag of tracks coming up for you in the next hour. A lot of new stuff that has been sent to us in this past few weeks. Later on, we're going to hear some stuff from Loskill or Losil. New stuff from Alluvium later on, some tracks from Zombie, but even later on we may get to get some more kind of garagey stuff, but we'll see. But first, up next, you're gonna hear an album that was just released today that I'm super super excited to play. It's the brand new Nick Cave album. It's called Skeleton Tree, and it's his first release since the 2013 album called Push the Sky Away. You can hear a track off of it called Girl in Amber. And then after that, you can hear from a Canadian singer-songwriter that goes under the name The Burning Hell, which is the name of a guy named Matthias Kalm out of Eastern Canada. And you can hear a track off his album that I played a few times, something called Public Library. But first, right here, this is the one and only Nick Cave. This track is called Girl in Amber.
Stay behind, some never move at all. Girl in amber, trapped forever, spinning down the hall. Let no part of her go unremembered, clothes across the floor. Girl in amber, long to slumber, shuts the bathroom door. Since 1984, the phone, it rings, the phone, it rings no more. The song, it's been spinning now since 90. And if you wanna bleed, just bleed. And if you wanna bleed, just bleed. If you wanna bleed, don't breathe a word. Just step away and let the world spin. And now and turn, you nearly sup his shoes. Your little blue-eyed boy, take him by his hand, go moving, spinning down the hall. I get lucky, cause I tried again. I knew the world, it would stop spinning now since you've been gone. I used to think that when you died, you kind of wandered the world in a slumber till you crumbled, were absorbed into the earth. Well, I don't think that anymore. The phone, it rings no more. The song, it spins now since 1984. The song, it spins, it's been spinning now. And if you hold me, I will tell you that you know that. If you wanna leave, And if you wanna leave, don't breathe. And if you wanna leave, don't breathe a word and live. Michael Jackson is alive and well and living in Canada. That's what I was told by a friend of mine who heard it on the radio. I was not so very old when Thriller hit number one, but in my infant mind I knew the gloved one was invincible. I could believe he's somewhere deep in North Ontario, moonwalking with Elvis, maybe working on a brand new show. Oh, their cabin isn't small at all, but it's no Northern Neverland, no Graceland in the woods, just a simple home with simple furnishings. Two kings on two wooden thrones, rocking the porch away, talking about the old days, working out the details of their comeback tour. But both of them know they'd rather stay there in their forest home, playing hearts by the glow their trusty old wood stove. And Michael spins the globe, and they stare at it and go.
No, you'll never see us again. No, you'll never see us again. Oh, you never were our real friends. Ergo, you'll never see us again.
Night, it said. They were up past their bedtime, staring at the stars, drinking virgin cocktails made with ginger ale. Elvis heard it first, a hum in the distance. It sounded like a plane, but Michael was sure that it was aliens. But suddenly shining lights, cameras in the sky. There was nothing to be done, they knew.
they didn't have an alternative. So Elvis on the switch, and MJ, he followed the launching protocol. The cabin was a blur of steel. Two kingly voices, they counted down from 20 back to 1. Then the cameras captured their fading final song. You'll never see us again.
Oh,
you'll never see us again.
No,
you never were our real friends.
Echo,
you'll never see us again.
Oh, you'll never see us again. Oh, you'll never see us again. Oh, you never were our real friends.
Echo,
you'll never see us again.
September 15th through 18th, the 9th annual Wavelandia Festival will transform the city of Victoria. Featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, Ex-Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
What a lovely fall afternoon. The perfect day to go to a record convention.
What?
I said, the perfect day to go to a record convention.
What?
Record convention!
Record convention?
Record convention!
When?
Saturday, October the 1st.
Where?
The Croatian Cultural Center.
What time?
Record convention!
I said, what time?
11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
How much?
$3.
Cool, I'll see you there.
Ditto.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard, starting with the most recent track, was The Burning Hell, with a track called Two Kings off the Public Library. Very lyrical and kind of witty lyrics by Matthias Kalm on that track, and he's the man behind The Burning Hell. Before that, you heard the brand new album from Nick Cave. It's called Skeleton Tree, and you heard the track called Girl in Amber. Early reviews are giving this album quite high praise. A lot of reviews are giving it an album of the year and masterpiece and stuff like that. But I have to give it a few more listens till I can form a real opinion, as it was just released today. Since albums kind of got shifted around, they usually come out on Tuesdays, but now it can be, I think, any day, or Fridays are when they mostly come out. Anyways, you are listening to CITR. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Get about 40 minutes left on the program. And up next, you're going to hear something from Matthew Cooper, and is mainly known as the artist Illuvium, and has previously, well, his body of work is almost entirely released on Temporary Resonance Records. And you're going to hear something from his brand new album that just came out called Faults, Readings On, and you're going to hear a track off of that, something called Regenerative Being. And if you're not familiar, Illuvium makes some really dramatic, beautiful ambient music with kind of a cinematic sound to it. The new album is called Faults, Readings On. And once again, it's released out on Temporary Residence Records. And after that, you're going to hear something from another ambient artist, and that's the local artist, Loskill, or Lossel. I'm not sure how to say it. I'm going to have to look it up one of these days. But anyways, Lossel has a brand new album coming out next month called, or in November, I should say. It's called Monument Builders, and it's going to come out on November 11th, if I'm not mistaken. And it's going to be put out on Cranky Records, as pretty much a large body of his work tends to be released on that label, with a few odd 7-inches and smaller releases released on kind of scattered labels. The track that you're going to hear off of Lossel is a track called Monument Builders, and it's the first track released on the album, and you can check it out on Cranky's SoundCloud. After that, we'll see what we get to, but first, right here is a brand new beautiful album from the, Illuvium. This track is something called, a track called Regenerative Being off the album called Faults, Readings On.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. You've just heard brand new stuff from Lawsill, and from Lawskill, I should say. And that was something from his forthcoming album called Monument Builders, and that was the title track of the album, and that's going to be put out on November 11th on Cranky Records. And if you check out the album cover, you'll recognize the building down by Georgia and Burrard. I can't remember the name of the building, but you'll definitely recognize it. And it's the one kind of by the Burrard SkyTrain. Anyways, before Lawskill, his name is Scott Morgan, and he's a local artist. And he also does some film scores, or video game scores, I should say. Before Lawskill, you heard something from the brand new Illuvium album, a beautiful track called Regenerative Being. Very kind of apt sounding title for the music that Illuvium makes. You heard a track off the album called False Readings On that came out on Temporary Residence Records. And pretty much all of his releases have been put out on that record label. And I really, really regret to this day not buying the Illuvium box set that they put out a few years ago. But hopefully they'll have another release to kind of showcase all of Matthew Cooper's work. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock, as I said. We're going to keep going with some more electronic music in this next set. This time we'll move into a little bit more of an industrial-sounding techno. And you're going to hear something from a record label called Another Dark Age, which is a label based out of Australia. And you're going to hear one of their latest releases, which is an artist named Tackle. And Tackle has a new EP out called Benzedrine, and you're going to hear a track off of that, something called AGR 803. And once again, check out more stuff from this label. It's called Another Dark Age. Some pretty great artists on here, artists such as Phantom Selector and Cured Pink. You can check them out at anotherdarkage.bigcartel.com. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Tackle. We'll be right back. was something from Tackle, a track called AGR 803, and that's off the EP called Benzedrine, and they're featured on the record label out of Australia called Another Dark Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. Up next, we're going to move away from the techno, and you're going to hear a couple artists out of Southern Alberta, and that's a city in Southern Alberta known as Lethbridge. You may have heard of it. Anyways, sent to us from there are a couple CDs featuring artists such as Advertisement. And Advertisement have a self-titled EP, I believe. And you can hear a track of it called Open Letter. And this is a trio out of Lethbridge. And you can check them out at, I think their Bandcamp is just advertisement.bandcamp.com. And then after that, you can hear another Lethbridge artist, and that's Better Half, Duo, with their new EP called Cute Doom. You're going to hear a track off that called Gaslighter. And check them out at betterhalfleth.bandcamp.com. And some interesting radio trivia. This features CKXU station manager Aaron Trazzo, and a longtime volunteer and all kinds of... Well, she did the like fun drive and stuff like that, and her name's Silvana Campus. Anyways, check them out. Once again, that's Better Half. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Advertisement. We'll be right back.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mare Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at
CITR 101.9 FM.
Brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR, and also thanks to the sponsors Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
We're back. That was something from an artist called Better Half, and that was a track off a Cute Doom EP, and that track was called Gaslighter. Before that, Advertisement with a track called Open Letter off the Advertisement self-titled album, and those two bands are out of Lethbridge. So thanks for tuning in to Canada Post Rock this week. Keep it locked, and we're going to be keeping some more great tunes on the air for the next few hours, so don't forget to check out our website, CITR, check out the running schedule. And I'm going to leave you this week with an artist that just came through town, and that is the legendary group Swans. And they played here at Venue, playing a set that was pretty much, what I hear, over two and a half hours. I left it around the two-hour mark because I just didn't want to be tired the next day. Their set was primarily featuring tracks that were put on their albums released after their reformation in, I think, 2007. And I have played those albums in the past few years since they came into the station when they were newly released. So I'm going to play some classic Swans from the 1984 album of the same name. This is a track called Cop right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Swans.
Nobody rapes them. the match. Nobody has as much fun as a cop. And he hurts. Humiliations that you see.
Gail Davidson visits Vancouver for a free public lecture on Canada and the UN Convention. This Friday, September 9th at the SFU Harbour Centre, Room 1800. Canada was one of the first states to ratify the 1987 UN Convention Against Torture. Miss Davidson will explain the convention, its importance to international law, and Canada's role in the development of global sanctions against torture. She will then examine Canada's failure since 2001 to comply with the convention by a variety of means. A review of proposed law reform and actions by civil society in Canada will be followed by a discussion. This Friday, September 9th, at the SFU Harbour Centre. Admission is free.